Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Let's face it, Jesus did a lot of things differently from the way we would have done them. Say, for example, when he recruited the band of fishermen, tax collectors, small businessmen to help change the world. He simply walked by and said, "Follow me." That was it. Neither more nor less, apart from the words, "And I will make you to be fishers of men." I think that had I had that responsibility, I would perhaps have said, "Okay, let's sit down and think through the requirements for this great task. Let's start with theology. What's important? Write it down. Then let's talk about lifestyle. You know I detest people making money off the poor, so let's ask our followers to make a commitment to a lifestyle of simplicity. No fancy cars, no condominiums overlooking the Mediterranean," and so forth. In the 3 minutes which remain on today's edition of Guidelines, may I point out 4 things about following him, who called 12 men to change the world. 1. Following Jesus is a day-by-day, one-step-at-a-time sort of experience. The longest journey in the world is accomplished one step at a time. Mount Everest, the highest mountain on this planet, is also climbed one step at a time. But following Jesus is akin to following someone in a dungeon or a dark cave who carries a torch. As long as you stay close to him, you have enough light to see where you're going, but lag behind, and immediately you are engulfed in darkness. No wonder Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." 2. Following him is rather scary until you understand he is more powerful than any storm which will ever confront you. Matthew records how on a certain occasion a scribe, that's a teacher of the law, came to Jesus and said, "I'll follow you wherever you go." But his was an empty boast. There is no record he ever followed anywhere. A second said, "I'll follow you too, but I must first go and bury my father." Again, nothing indicates that this individual ever got around to joining the parade. But the disciples did follow, and they followed him into the face of a storm. Now, the bottom line is that you're going to face the storms in life whether or not you follow Christ. The only difference is whether or not he's in the boat with you, or you're out there on a dark ocean all alone. Matthew 8 tells us that Jesus rebuked the storm, and peace came to the troubled waters. 3. Following Jesus Christ is challenging. He told them that if they would follow him, they must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow him. Anyone who carries a cross has no agenda apart from the one he follows. If that isn't challenging, nothing is. 4. Following him is rewarded. "I will make you fishers of men," he promised to those who had walked away from their nets. Now, if you enjoy sports fishing, you'll agree that battling the big one is really exciting. Seeing a fish dance on the water, testing his mettle against your ability is challenging. But once you land the big one, what do you have? A fishing story and a dead fish in the bottom of the boat. But when you fish for men and land a big one, you have a trophy of grace, a living testimony to the fact that Jesus Christ still changes the lives of those who will leave their nets and follow him. He still says, "Follow me. It's the adventure of a lifetime." And what must you do? A prerequisite? The steps before you can really follow him? Are you listening? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just come as you are and follow him. I'd like to hear from you. If you have questions or thoughts, share them with me. If you have access to email, you can write to me at guidelines@guidelines.org.